New Zealand swimming is on the rise with a 9-strong team named for the Paris Olympics. World champions Erica Fairweather and Lewis Clairbert head the squad, which is one of the largest to be selected for a pinnacle event. Also, a third of the team come from one club in Dunedin, Barry Guy reports.
And Erica Fairweather, the 20-year-old New Zealander, is about to claim the gold medal here. What a performance, Erica Fairweather. History is being made. She wins for the Kiwis. Fairweather takes the gold medal.
The World Championship victories for Fairweather and Clairbert earlier this year certainly set up the anticipation for a serious challenge at the Olympics. Today's announcement was held at Moana Pool in Dunedin, the home of two-time Olympic swimming champion Danyon Loader. Fairweather, Caitlin Deans and Kane Follows are a part of the Neptune Club and all trained there under the guidance of coach Lars Hummer. 20-year-old Fairweather has no doubts there is something special about Dunedin and Moana Pool.
It's the breeding ground of Olympians, I hear. I mean, we have, Danyon Loader, who was one of our greatest Olympians in the pool. Just continuing that legacy, I think.
Fairweather and Caitlin Deans have been training buddies since they were kids. Deans is delighted to be going to her first Olympics alongside her Dunedin mate.
We've been training partners since, before I can even remember. We both learnt to swim here, so having the announcement today at Moana Pool was really, really special for us. And having the three of us that train together day in, day out, getting selected on the team together is it's just so special.
The third member of the Dunedin trio is Kane Follows. Follows qualified for the Olympics just a few weeks ago at the National Championships. It will be the first time he has represented New Zealand at senior level. He's actually an Aucklander who studied and swam at the University of Hawaii. So moving to Dunedin 18 months ago was a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a tropical kind of guy. I love swimming outdoors, I love the sun, so coming down here, I actually saw snow for the first time ever last year, so it was a bit of a shock to the system, and I'm still getting used to it, but during the race, kind of thinking, can I hack another winter down in Dunedin, or, a summer in Paris seemed a bit better, so it kind of got me over the line a little bit.
The person behind the trio, Dunedin coach Lars Hummer, wasn't at today's announcement, but National Olympic coach Gary Francis praised him for what he's achieved with both young swimmers and internationals.
This program now is a world-class program. Let's be honest, there aren't many clubs, swim programs around the world, even those that are directly funded by the national governing body or by a government, that puts three athletes on the same Olympic team. It's a magnificent achievement.
The other world champion in the squad, Lewis Clairbert, feels he's in a good space, having shifted from Wellington. Clairbert was forced to leave the capital late last year as he struggled to get the lane time he needed for training. He's now settled in Auckland and can do what he's meant to.
Yeah, I've just been able to swim, right? Like, I can turn up to the pool every single day and just swim and not have to deal with, any of those external environments. And I felt like I probably couldn't do that so much back home in Wellington, so having been able to do that and actually get some really good quality time in the pool and be super focused, I think is paying dividends for me.
Dividends he hopes turn into medals on the world stage in Paris.